Many of the unusual sightings this summer have been a mola mola, or ocean sunfish. They're the heaviest known bony fish in the world, and they're normally found in temperate and tropical climates where ocean temperatures are 50 degrees Fahrenheit or above. They're not typically found in the cooler North Pacific.
You know, it's really interesting when you see a fish that, you know, from 1,000 feet looks like a bedsheet floating in the ocean.
Scott Baga of the Oil Spill Recovery Institute in Cordova says he and a colleague spotted as many as 4 large sunfish during their August aerial surveys off of Hinchinbrook Island.
I used to do work in the tropics and had seen the fish on the surface in the past. And so it was, you know, you don't expect to see it, so you kind of go, did I really see a mola mola down there?
Paga says 3 of the 4 sunfish were swimming upright, but the largest was about 7 to 8 feet long and about 4 to 5 feet tall.
And it was laying on its side, kind of sunning itself, and it's got these 2 little fins in back that kind of flop around a little bit, and that's what really kind of grabs your attention, is it's not only is it something big in the ocean, but it's got an odd little movement to it.
Joe Orsi, research fisheries biologist at NOAA's Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute in Auk Bay, says they caught a 900-pound sunfish back in June while pulling a surface research trawl for juvenile salmon. Then they caught a 400-pound sunfish in late July. Cameras recorded video of the flatfish as big as a door drifting into the trawl with its fins flapping, trying to escape.
But the fact that we get the numbers that we're seeing are pretty striking. The fact that we got 2 successive months each catching this ocean sunfish, and we're only doing like 4 trawls offshore there. So, you know, it's just a very strange coincidence to have them occur that soon back to back.
Orsi says they released the sunfish after taking its measurements. Commercial fishermen in Southeast have also reported catching the large subtropical fish while seining for pink salmon. Pictures of the unusual catches have also been posted on social media this summer.
We're seeing some odd occurrences this year out in the open ocean because of the warmer temperatures.
Orsi says Pacific sea surface temperatures are at least a degree Celsius above the 19-year average, and the sunfish is not the only species reported found in warmer Alaska waters. Their trawl camera in July captured video of market squid drifting through the trawl and Pacific pomfret darting in and out. Those are more temperate marine species. They've also received reports of market squid spawning off of Little Port Walter on Baranoff Island, albacore off Noyes Island, and Pacific bonita caught in the Ketchikan area.
Was it last year or the year before that the thresher shark that was caught in the survey was furthest north ever recorded?
Orsi and his colleagues just returned from their latest and final trawl survey. Nothing unusual was found this time around. He says the big question is, how are Alaska salmon affected by the warmer temperatures and the appearance of those unusual species? Stories about the sunfish catches and other unusual ocean phenomena have been compiled in a blog aggregating the latest news about the blob. That's the nickname assigned to a large mass of warm surface temperatures that has stretched from the North Pacific off of Alaska all the way down to the California coast. Carol Jansen is with the Alaska Ocean Observing System, creator of the Alaska Blob Tracker. She says the blob has been showing up in the news periodically.
I think people are noticing the weather and the warmer than usual conditions up here in Alaska, dry conditions. And they're seeing it on the national news, too, because this particular feature has affected pretty much the west coast of the United States.
The blob is different than El Nino, which just formed in the tropics and only now appears to be gaining strength. The blob has increased temperatures an average of 2 degrees Celsius since it was discovered in the spring of last year.
It's been a fairly persistent feature, which is what makes it so interesting and unusual.
The blob may be a factor behind drought conditions on the West Coast and algae blooms that have crippled shellfish fisheries offshore. It's still unclear how the blob and El Nino will interact and what the impacts will be to fisheries, marine mammals, and weather. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.